Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, suddenly and mysteriously struck down in midair while searching for Perry White, plummets into the dark ocean waters 2 miles off Metropolis Harbor, where now he is fighting desperately to keep himself afloat.
Oh, my arms are like lead. I can't even lift them. All my strength is gone. Oh, what happened to me? I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. Suddenly something stabbed through me and I was falling. Oh, I've got to get this cape off. Getting all tangled up in it. Ah, there. That's better. Now, if I could only lift my arms. Oh, no. It's hopeless. I'm afraid that this is the end.
Say, this week, more than 1,000 young people are meeting in Chicago. Young people who deserve a special salute.
Right, because the 4-H Boys and Girls of America are now holding their national congress. Yes, more than 1,000 young people from farms and villages are gathered representing 1,700,000 4-H Club members in all parts of the United States.
Not only the United States, but also Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii.
What's more, all of these boys and girls won the chance to go to Chicago because they excelled in health, leadership, cooking, farming, or some other 4-H project. These winners, as well as 4-Hers everywhere, are working together for equal training of head, heart, hands, and health. They've adopted the basic 4-H program to develop their talents so they'll be more useful to themselves and to their community.
Correct. So we send our congratulations and best wishes to the 4-H Congress in Chicago and to 4-H Club members everywhere. Good luck.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In an effort to rid the city of Metropolis of a vicious and dishonest punchboard racket stealing nickels from school children and encouraging other harmful habits among them, Editor Perry White, newly elected mayor of Metropolis, accompanied by Lois Lane, visited the head of the racket, a man named Joe Solitaire, aboard his gambling ship anchored 3 miles offshore. Returning to shore, the launch in which they were riding was run down and cut in two by a speedboat acting under orders from Solitaire. Lois, an excellent swimmer, managed to reach the harbor, but Perry White was missing. Immediately, Clark Kent, in his true role of Superman, flew out over the ocean to search for him, but was suddenly and mysteriously struck down in midair. As we continue now, the scene is the Coast Guard patrol station in Metropolis Harbor. 3 Coast Guard cutters and 2 police launches are out searching for Perry White. As Lois Lane and Inspector Henderson, chief of the Metropolis Police Department, wait anxiously, one of the cutters returning from the search prepares to dock.
Never mind the bow line. Make her stern fast. Okay, good enough. Cross engines.
You better go back into the station, Miss Lane. This is no place for you.
No, please, Inspector. Whatever it is, good news or bad, I want to know about it.
Okay, that does it. Killer. Don't touch the body until the police get a look at it.
Oh, Inspector.
Steady, Miss Lane.
I'll go up and get the inspector.
I'm right up here on the dock, Lieutenant.
Good. Be right up.
I remember. No hysterics.
Don't worry.
Inspector, we picked up a body about... Oh.
It's all right. This is Miss Lane of the Daily Planet. What about the body?
Oh, well, we picked it up about 2 miles out.
Yeah?
Man about 35, short, dark hair.
Inspector... That's the man who was running the launch. That isn't Mr. White.
Let's have a look.
Before you do, there's something else, Inspector.
What?
One of your boats fished it out of the water and asked us to bring it back. Yeah, get under the light. You can see it better.
What is it?
Looks like a cape of some kind. It's a bright red, and there's a letter S on the back of it.
Oh, no. It can't be.
It can be what, Miss Lane?
Let me see it. Yes, it is. Why, this is Superman's cape.
What?
Yes, it's Superman's cape. I'm sure it is.
What would Superman's cape be doing floating 2 miles offshore?
I don't know, but that's what it is. And I'm sure it means that something is wrong, Inspector. Something is terribly wrong.
Meanwhile, some miles from the waterfront, in the living room of a stone mansion set from a private road, Bruce Wayne, otherwise known as Batman, closes the book he has been reading, yawns, and turns to his young companion, Dick Grayson, otherwise known as Robin.
Oh, Robin, switch the radio on and let's get the late news, eh? Then we'll turn in.
Okay, I could use some shut-eye.
Are you kidding? You only had 10 hours last night.
Well, so what? I'm a growing boy.
Union leaders predicted an early settlement. A metropolis. Coast Guard cutters and police launches have been searching the waters off Metropolis Harbor since 10 o'clock in a frantic effort to locate the body of Perry White.
Batman!
He was drowned when a speedboat crossed the launch in which he and Lois Lane, Daily Planet reporter, were riding.
Wasn't he just...
Hold it, Robin.
Police Inspector Henderson reported a few minutes ago that the body of the man who had been operating the launch had been recovered, together with what has been identified as the familiar red cape belonging to Superman.
What was that?
Wait.
No explanation was given as to how or why Superman's cape happened to be floating almost 2 miles offshore. Keep tuned to this station for further development.
Turn it off, Robin.
What do you make of it?
It sounds like Superman's in trouble. Call Cliff down at the dock. Tell him to get the Batboat warmed up. I'll back the car out of the garage. And hurry, we've got to get down there and fast. Anderson said 2 miles east of the channel buoy, right, Robin?
Right.
Check the exhaust, will you? She seems to be running hot.
Suffering catfish. She's doing 50 knots. No wonder.
I want to get out there fast. Try the searchlight. Joe Cliff put a new bulb in. I certainly hope he did.
Oh, he sure did. Look at that beam. Lights up the water for a mile.
Now, we're going to need it. Black as a witch's heart here tonight. That channel marker on my stern?
I'm dead on.
Okay. Set the light beam so it hits the water ahead of us. I'll slow down and we'll make wide circles. And now keep your eyes peeled.
For what?
Anything you see floating.
Well, look, if you're going to circle, I'll have to keep shifting the light.
Sure, but keep it in about the same position, dead ahead. And yell if you see anything. You take the starboard side and I'll take the port.
Okay. What are all those lights blazing over there?
That's the gambling ship. It's anchored beyond the 3 mile limit. It was their launch that was run down by the speedboat.
Say, I didn't quite get the drift of how Miss Lane and Mr. White happened to be in the launch. What was it?
Perry White was just elected mayor of Metropolis. He went out to the gambling ship to try to talk to Joe Solitaire, the bird who owns it, into clearing his punchboard racket out of the city.
Oh, and on the way back, the launch got clipped.
That's right.
Dirty business, maybe?
I don't know. One of Solitaire's men was running the launch. He was killed.
Could have been a rival gambling syndicate, or...
Hold it! Coming up ahead there.
Where?
My side. Swing the light to the left. Easy. Easy. There it.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. Get the pike pole and come over on this side.
Right. Okay, I got it. Now, where's what you saw?
Well, we're coming up on it. See it?
Uh-huh. Looks like a big dead fish. No. No, it's a body.
Yes. Yes, you take the wheel. Let me have the hook.
All right. Here. Okay.
Uh-huh. Shift into neutral and throttle down.
Right.
Now break out a rope and tie a slipknot in it. No, wait, Robin. First, shift the searchlight so I can see what I'm doing. Get the beam right down alongside the boat.
We need another hand on board.
We haven't got another one, so move fast.
How's the light now?
Further down. Further. A little further.
Now
to the left, about 5 inches. That's it. Good Lord, Robin.
What's the matter?
Look. It's Superman.
We'll be back in a moment with the startling climax of today's exciting episode. So, keep listening.
Say, excitement is busting loose.
Yes, the excitement of collecting things, especially when you collect those 24 Pep photos of famous screen and sports stars. You get a photo as a prize on an every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Right, you're in on the excitement every time you find your candid camera-sized photo in your Pep package. And how about the thrill of showing your friends each new photo? What's more, the excitement keeps mounting if you collect the whole Pep photo series, all 24 stars.
Correct. And every star is tops in the movie or sport world. For example, there's beautiful Joan Bennett of the United Artists Studios, and Adolph Kiefer, the record-busting backstroke swimmer. Talk about collector's items.
Not only that, you have more excitement in store. Yes, photo swap excitement. Because, of course, you want to trade your duplicates with friends and get different photos for your collection. And playing the game of photo swap packs every swap with thrills.
Now, you can play photo swap anytime you carry with you two or more duplicate photos to swap. And here's how. When you meet a collector friend, you both pull out your spares and hold them face down in your hand. And here's what you say. Hey, photo swap?
Yep.
Then swap two off the top. Now, you exchange, sight unseen, the two top photos in your hand. That's photo swap.
Remember, all you need to play it are your prize photos from packages of Pep, those good flakes of crisp whole wheat. Mm-mm. Pep's so good at breakfast, you remember that taste all day.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Searching the dark ocean waters in their specially designed boat, Batman and Robin have found the limp body of Superman floating offshore. As we rejoin them now, they have just succeeded in slipping the rope under Superman's arms and are hauling him aboard.
Pull, Robin. Pull. Give it all you got.
Right.
Oh, hold it. I can grab him. Make the rope fast to it, Cleet, in case he slips out of my hands. Go ahead, I'll hold it.
Okay, Pat. Can you manage him alone?
I think so. Lay the stern cushion on the deck.
Right.
He's heavy, but we got him up high enough so I can get a grip on him.
Now, the cushion's right behind you.
Okay, here he comes.
Oh, I never thought you'd make it.
Hand me a flashlight.
Gosh, he looks awful.
I'm not interested in how he looks. Here, hold the light.
Like this?
Yeah, now quiet.
What is it, Batman?
It isn't good, Robin. I can't feel any pulse. I think he's dead.
Superman dead? No, it's impossible. Or is it? Something strange and mysterious struck him down in midair. Did it also have the power to strip him of life? Gang, nothing like this has ever happened to Superman before. So don't miss a single episode of this tense and exciting story if you want to know what actually did happen. Listen tomorrow particularly to find out if Batman is right. Tune in same time, same station for Chapter 4 of this thrill-packed, racket-busting story on The Adventures of Superman. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Say, are you a candy maker?
What do you mean? I'm an announcer, I hope.
Well, then you'd better announce to your family that you'd like someone to make you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. Crunchy, light as a feather marshmallow squares. Golden all through, toasted bubbles of rice. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, that very same breakfast cereal is doubling for candy in a terrific way.
I'm for it. When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The quick, easy recipes right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.